KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. Temperature is still 30 degrees. We look for areas of fog and flurries this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Iowa's congressional delegation was unanimous in its rejection of attempts to delay confirmation of Joe Biden's Electoral College win. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Democrat Cindy Axne of West Des Moines and Republicans Marionette Miller-Meeks of Ottumwa and Ashley Hinson of Marion announced in advance that they would accept the Electoral College results when they were presented in the U.S. House. Republican Randy Feenstra of Hall, the other member of Iowa's delegation in the House, issued a written statement last night. Feenstra said he was following the Constitution by ensuring the Electoral College votes were confirmed. Republicans Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst both issued written statements after voting in the Senate. Grassley said election disputes are to be settled in the courts. Grassley noted none of the 78 lawsuits filed on President Trump's behalf had changed any state's election results. And Grassley said politicians in Washington shouldn't second-guess the courts once they've ruled. Ernst said objecting to the Electoral College count will not change the outcome, and Ernst said the reprehensible violence in the U.S. Capitol yesterday won't change it either. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And the six members of Iowa's congressional delegation used words like un-American and deplorable to describe yesterday's attack at the U.S. Capitol. In a written statement, Senator Chuck Grassley said the perpetrators deserve to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks of Ottumwa says it was frightening to be on the House floor as rioters stormed the building.
It's a sad day in our democracy.
Miller-Meeks said it was unacceptable for Trump supporters to storm government buildings and attack police.
You know, they're angry, they're frustrated, they're disappointed. All of that's understandable, as we saw social unrest over the summer. But there are proper ways to do that and proper ways to protest.
Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, is calling for a security review after Capitol Police allowed the mob into the building.
All hell broke loose. They stormed the Capitol. Police were overrun. I'm currently watching videos of people sitting in the speaker's chair, traipsing through the Capitol. It's just been something else. It's a very dangerous situation.
Axne said the rioters were trying to stage a coup.
It's a really, really dark day here in America.
Congressman Randy Feenstra, Republican from Hull, calls it anarchy.
You know, we have First Amendment right. We have the right to peacefully protest, but this has gone way too far, and I'm sad. I'm sad for our country.
And Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, a Republican from Marion, said yesterday's violence and behavior was unacceptable.
This is not how we do things in the United States of America.
Senator Joni Ernst issued a written statement saying what happened to the Capitol was anarchy and betrayal of the American ideals we all hold dear. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health this morning said there have been 1,906 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in test results received since 10 a.m. Wednesday for a pandemic total to date of 291,370. The department yesterday reported 61 additional deaths for a total of 4,060. There was one death reported in each of Cass, Adams, Audubon, Madison, Montgomery, and Shelby counties yesterday. And of Iowa's pandemic-related deaths, COVID-19 was reported as the underlying cause for 3,722 of them, and a contributing factor to 338 deaths. IDPH says there are currently 88 COVID-19 outbreaks in long-term care facilities in the state. That's two less than yesterday. Those outbreaks account for 3,448 of Iowa's current positive cases. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities account for 1,139 of the state's total deaths. And health officials say 2,194 LTC patients and staff have recovered from the virus. Hospitalizations across the state are up from 604 on Wednesday to 613 today. There are 119 patients in an ICU, 97 admitted to hospitals compared to 125 yesterday, and 52 patients are on ventilators. Hospitals in western and southwest Iowa report 39 hospitalized, 13 in an ICU, 7 admitted, and 8 people on a ventilator. And according to the state's website, the average positivity rate for the past 14 days has increased from 14.1% yesterday to 14.5% today. And more than 251,650 Iowans have recovered from COVID-19. You can take a look at the county-by-county breakdown in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a woman from Stanton was arrested early this morning. 53-year-old Laura Schrader was taken into custody at around 2 a.m. in the 800 block of North 8th Street in Red Oak following a dispute between two family members. Schrader was charged with public intoxication after her BAC registered 0.240. That's three times the legal limit. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and subsequently charged with interference with official acts with bond set at $300. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they're investigating, or rather they're asking for the public's assistance in identifying a person of interest in a current criminal investigation. The individual is a white male with a tattoo on his right calf that investigators believe spells out the word Reaper. You can see an image of that tattoo in the same story on the news page at KJN.com. If you have any information on that individual and you're asked to contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Investigation Division, 712-890-2224. The Iowa Business Council's fourth quarter economic outlook survey continues to show a positive feeling among some of the nation's largest businesses. IBC Executive Director Joe Murphy said the survey index gives a reading on plans for sales, capital spending, and employment.
This fourth quarter for 2020, we ended the year with our highest rating of the year. We clocked in at 62.5 for a quantitative score.
More than 55% of members expect sales to be higher in the next 6 months. 50% expect employment to increase, and 50% expect capital spending to be higher. Murphy sees a couple of good things in the survey.
Number one, this marks the second straight quarter of positive economic sentiment from the Iowa Business Council. But secondly, and probably more important, this is the highest rating that we've had since the third quarter of 2019. So while we still have a long ways to go and total recovery from the pandemic, we're well on our way. This is a good thing for Iowa. This is a good thing for Iowa businesses.
Murphy says the confidence among businesses comes from seeing the COVID vaccine and experience in dealing with the pandemic.
People are literally getting injections in their arms, right now. So that's great, number one. And secondly, I'd say, we continue to adapt to this, what I hate to call the new normal, right? I mean, I think everybody understands, what they need to do and how to go about business.
Murphy said the indicators are as good as they have been in months.
We're trending in the right way. Again, we're not out of the woods yet. We have a long way to go, I think. But we'd definitely rather be in this position than where we were, 6 months ago when our economic outlook was quite negative.
And you can see the full survey results at iowabusinesscouncil.org on the web. Services for Helen Schmitz. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen.